He needs to mute who's not the chair so he can establish order and get the vote going.
Order, order, order is the problem here. Order is
Tony.
Order.
This is the order of tyranny. This is not the order of a democratic procedure.
Oh my God.
It seems like, you know,
oh
it's some sour grapes. And the people who don't have any power are the ones that are disrupting the meeting.
Chair,
that's really
are
what's
you there?
Going on. If the things is not going the way of the people who wanted to go their way.
That's right.
And don't have the power.
At some point, you have to stand up and say, no, this order is phony.
At some point, you got to work together.
Well, you need to talk to the people.
Not if you exclude those who you're supposed to be working together with.
At some point, you got to work together.
There's
no bias or no way.
This needs to be discussed. This is not the way. You shouldn't be wasting people's time, man. I could be out serving my community.
That's right.
You guys got to be out here. You guys got to be acting like y'all acting like buffoons, man.
Gentlemen, are you there? There were several people to adjourn the meeting.
When I got this,
hello, Janet, are you there?
That you guys invited me to this crap. For real.
Well,
for real, man. Hang in there, man.
This is the revenge of the excluded.
Good work can be done.
This is how you help the people.
Good work can be done. Good work can be done.
This is not going to. This can't be allowed. This meeting, we need to act like grown people and conduct this meeting accordingly and get through it. If you don't like it, then come to the next meeting and try to change.
If you exclude us from participation, we will not let you proceed. You cannot get together if you exclude us.
And before you
come
on the board and start making people unhappy, hey, you might want to
meet
and see how the bylaws have been violated. The Pacifica Foundation is failing.
Well, bring it up next time. Why can't you just
put it on the agenda for discussion? Everybody had it say.
Now they have taken it away from WBAI. We're going backwards.
Call the roll on the motion, please.
I'm done.
Listen to Janet. Janet,
I resist discouraging anarchy.
This is Janet. I believe the chair is back on the call. Tony, are you on the call?
The chair has fallen off his chair.
Hello?
We've heard a motion to adjourn.
That's
the chair. Would everybody please mute?
Hello?
Now we need to respect the chair who doesn't respect us.
There's a motion to adjourn on the floor.
Motion to adjourn is on the floor. It must be voted on immediately.
So who's on the board now?
All right, so you
certainly are not.
Tony, for some reason, you're very dim.
I agree. Tony is dim.
Tony, can you raise your volume? I'm going to take the role on adjourning the meeting. Grace Aaron.
You will not be allowed to take the role unless you include
You can take the role and shut it.
Jesus. Grace Aaron.
Proceed with the role.
Present not voting.
Let's put some butter on it first.
Jonathan Alexander. How do you vote on the journey?
I have a role that does not include me.
I'm sorry.
Jonathan Alexander.
I'm here.
How do you vote on a journey?
The girls' meeting. We aren't going to get any business.
Yes. Alexander votes yes.
It's over.
Wesley Bethune. Excuse me, I'm taking the role, Jonathan. Please. Wesley Bethune.
Yes.
Jim Brown.
Oh, you missed Burden. You missed again.
Jim Brown.
That puts I before R. Yes.
Jim Brown, how do you vote on adjourning?
From WBAI.
Adriana Castmaze.
You cannot make a roll call that excludes one entire.
Adriana, how do you vote?
Janet, you know better than that.
Bill Crozier. How do you vote on adjourning?
Yes to adjourn.
Yes to adjourn. Brian Edwards Tekert, how do you vote?
Yes.
Yes. Jose Luis Fuentes.
Yes.
Yes. Javon Gamon.
Yes.
Yes. Jan Goodman.
Yes.
Yes. Janet Coburn, yes. Michael Novick.
I have to pass up a meeting of white people for black lives and racial justice tonight to be on this call, and I'm extremely upset at what's happened. I vote no. I don't think we should do the meeting. I think we should do our business.
Michael Novick.
I'm voting no.
No. No. Afia Juan Gaza.
No.
Afia?
Adriana Cafe, vote no.
Wait. Afia
is illegal on this committee, and yet your vote is...
Excuse me.
You're not calling the name of WCR director.
Cannot hear Juan Gaza. Patel Adams.
Afia is not a legal director. She cannot vote.
Patel Adams.
On the other hand, we have admitted three legal directors.
Ron Pinchback.
Bergen, Coleman, and Brown.
Yes. Ron Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes. Nancy Thornton.
No.
No. Margie Wilkinson.
No.
Sounds like a double play team.
No. Grace Aaron, I didn't
Bergen
hear you.
Brown.
Stop it.
Grace Aaron?
No.
I can't hear you.
Stop it.
Yes. Yes. Pass? Wait. No, you can't pass it. Sorry, Grace Aaron, would you spell out? I can't. Yeah, spell out your answer.
I said yes. This is Grace Aaron.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, Jim Brown. Didn't hear you. Adriana Castaneve.
Okay, Jim Brown. I vote no.
No. One. Okay, Nwangaza, didn't hear you.
No.
No. No. No.
That's no. Efia.
Didn't hear you.
Yes, she voted no before.
Said no.
Okay.
Nwangaza cannot vote. She is an illegal director.
Be quiet.
Venetia Patel Adams.
Why are you taking
no.
People who are illegal and questioning?
Okay, let me count.
And not counting the rest of us.
Okay. Before you count, can I change my vote?
Let me count. Yes. Who is that?
This is Javon Uhuru Radio.
Yes.
And I vote no.
And I want to follow suit also. This is Ron Pinchback.
Okay,
Javon is an illegal director also. He cannot vote.
Okay, so I just changed. I just changed Javon's vote, and you are. Excuse me. This is. You can only vote your own vote.
This is Bethune here. My vote, no.
Who is that?
Wesley Bethune.
This is Brian. I'll switch to no.
And Ryan Pinchback changes his vote to no.
Okay, I missed. I can't keep track again. I mean, there's some. I can't hear some of the changes. So. And then somebody else before that did.
Brian. Brian.
And somebody else before Brian.
Wesley Bethune casts his vote no for the first time.
Wait a minute. Wesley Bethune.
No.
Said no.
I'd like to hear Wesley Bethune say no.
No, 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 no.
Okay.
Madam Chair, this is Jim Brown. What are we voting on?
We're voting on adjourning this meeting. And I'm counting now.
Okay. Did you get my vote?
We're voting on adjourning.
No.
Okay. Then I vote no.
Jim Brown, no.
No.
Then I vote no.
Jim Brown, no. No.
I have 6 yes, 11 no, 0 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes no.
Well, now there's
no.
A vote against this.
No.
Okay, you're going to be adjourned anyway.
We'll proceed with the agenda.
Agenda? Agenda?
We're going to go forth with the motion in terms of setting time for the election.
Sorry, we were introducing ourselves, Chair.
Well, I don't think that's going to be productive. We're going to go to the next item on the agenda. That business is conducted.
A point of order.
I am you. The chair propagates the agenda like that.
On the music faculty of her alma mater in California. Associate Principal Viola Rebecca Young received her musical training at the Juilliard School.
Joined
the New York Philharmonic in 1986 as its youngest member. Just 5 years later, she became Associate Principal Viola. After spending the 1992-93 season as Principal Viola at the Boston Symphony Orchestra, she decided to return to the Philharmonic the following year, picking up where she had left off. Something special occurred in the 1999 season when Tomoko Mazur, a former violist and wife of music director Emeritus Kurt Mazur, commissioned a work from Sofia Gubadulina. Rebecca Young and her colleague Cynthia Phelps, Principal Viola, performed the world premiere of Two Paths, music for two solo violas and symphony orchestra. And applause now for the Los Angeles-born pianist and conductor Jeffrey Kahane. In addition to his frequent engagements as a guest soloist and conductor, Mr. Kahane serves as music director of the Santa Rosa Symphony, the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra.
Hello?
Yes?
Hello?
Hey. Yes.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. You're here. Yes, yeah.
Better.
How did that happen?
We know how it happened.
No, I mean, how did, who made it stop?
Good question.
Made what stop? Point of information.
I appealed to that person's reason. Let us get our work done.
Tony, you on the call?
Excuse me, this body cannot do any work.
Yet not.
It's improperly meeting tonight.
You've noticed that, have you?
Mr. Lefevre, what you need to do is go back to New York, meet with the full PNB, and elect delegates. That's
no,
what
we've already done. We've already
we did that.
Yeah,
we
okay.
did that already.
We've already done that.
No directors can tell the new or the old directors.
Oh, really?
Here's a legal point. No directors can tell other directors whether they can or cannot be seated.
Where is that written?
That's an improper use.
Where is it written?
It's in the Bible.
Where is it written that you can do that? Where is it written that the board can self-select itself?
All right, I'm sorry. I'll shut up.
Credit Suisse is the exclusive tour sponsor of the New York Philharmonic. The New York Philharmonic this week is generously underwritten by the Kaplan Brothers Fund, the Audrey Love Charitable Foundation, the Philharmonic's corporate sponsor, MetLife Foundation, and by an award from the National Endowment for the Arts on the web at arts.gov. Ford is the executive producer of this series. The music producer is Lawrence Rock. The broadcasts are written and produced by Mark Travis with assistance from Ian Riley, Sarah Zwinklis, and Paloma Orozco. And for now, until next time, this is Alec Baldwin wishing you good health and good music. This is the WFMT.
I assume the recording will be played at whatever effort of
something from WBAI's live stream.
Hello? Hello, are we still on?
Michael Novick.
Still here.
Tony, you on the call?
Am I still on mute or off mute?
You're off mute. We can hear you.
Very good.
Carolyn Burton here from BAI.
Donna Coleman from BAI.
Oh, those folks can adjourn the meeting. Make a motion to adjourn, Carolyn. Bring us out of our stuff. Let's see if the email. That on it, but yeah.
Beautiful music. Thank you.
Anybody home?
Who is
Jan Goodman here?
Michael Novick here.
Nancy Sorden here.
Mr. Wangazi here.
Alexander here.
Brian Pinchback.
Brian's still here. Is Tony Norman here? We need a chair.
Let me call him back.
Okay, thanks, Adriana.
Good to hear you guys.
Okay, someone just gave up.
Thanks for hanging in there.
Absolutely.
In my heart, and I think in the heart of a lot of musicians, not least because it has the most beautiful slow movement ever written. I think it's a lot of us too. Just something about this piece that brings out superlatives.
And for you folks that are still there,
to hear it. Great performance.
If we get bombed again, what do you think we should do?
They're going to play a quintet, so who's going to play?
I'm stuck.
And this is again, Harrison's cellist, David Finkel. He said, I'll invite my idol. So here they all are.
Well, since the technology could save us somehow.
Okay.
I don't understand how you can adjourn a meeting that wasn't properly started to begin with.
You've never had a meeting chaired by Tony Norman before, have you?
Yeah, my friend, where are you from, by the way? I'm
curious. Some loops. What happened?
Oh, he'll be back.
Does a loop mean people are coming in, coming off? What's going on?
Yeah, I think that's what that is. If we can't keep him out of the call using the system. I don't really see what we're going to be able to get accomplished tonight.
No, that's the genius, the logistics of it.
Well, my point is, you cannot legally accomplish anything tonight since you did not seek the directors
This is beyond
the meeting now. Now, you know, you raised several objections, and nobody on this call has objected to you doing so. So why disrupt the meeting? I mean, you know, why disrupt the activity? Man, we got Donald Trump running all over the country. Okay, we got things to do. You know? You want a better Pacifica.
What else is there to do but see the results of this election, my friend, whoever you are?
You don't know what you have to do, and you aren't going to do it
until you seat the proper members of the WBAI delegation.
But that's a worthy debate.
I don't know who you are, but listen, I'll tell you who I am, okay?
I'm Ron Pinchback. I've been a part of Pacifica and PFW for years.
So?
Okay?
I'm familiar with your record. I'm saying, guys, I hope you do all of it.
Okay? But let me say, man, you know, why can't we just have dialogue? Isn't that the whole purpose of Pacifica?
Yes. Would you please tell that to the chair? Why are you disenfranchising an entire station? There are 7 directors. Some people accept 3, some accept 4.
Let's not be naive
about this, folks. There is a crew there which has been presiding over the destruction of Pacifica, and I am here trying to save it, but not too late.
Well, you know, there are a whole bunch of people that want to save Pacifica. You're not the only one.
That's not the point.
Yes,
my point is, we come together on that. How we do it, that's we can talk. But let's not create more enemies than our own camp. Come on.
Oh, you are
doing it. I watch too much of the goings on to believe that.
Oh, well, come on now. What's the alternative?
Do you understand what has happened here legally or illegally?
Do you understand that we have not been seated appropriately? You illegally have the chair.
You have remedies for that. If we are not seated here, we do not have remedies.
That's the remedy.
All I'm saying is, Yes. I don't know what's going on up there. I don't.
The other people didn't seem to care whether they knew what was going on. Mr. Pinchback, you're taking 10 minutes to my every one of my minutes. I'm 84 years old, actually closer to 85.
Exactly, man.
I do not begrudge the waste of my precious time this way.
Well, hear me out.
I did not interrupt you until you'd gone on for about 10 minutes. The thing of it is, I've been watching the current majority on the board. I'm a scientist, by the way, a neuroscientist, and I observe and I take evidence. And I look for clues, and I examine the laws of probability, and I know if you make a mistake here, you make a mistake there, this can be kind of accused, but after a certain length of time, there are too many mistakes and mishaps and wrong schedules and inappropriate decisions, too many to be attributed entirely to incompetence. So, yes, I think there are people in Pacifica sitting on the national board who may have a different agenda than preservation of Pacifica.
Then, sir, with all due respect, that's a debate that must happen. That's a debate, I dare say. You got some people, man, that have been around for and kept this network afloat for some time. I'm not apologizing for them.
It might be more than a debate. It might be a RICO investigation.
No, but listen, hold on now. Listen, do what you must. Do what you feel you must. Okay? But I'm just saying, if we don't block the dialogue, man.
I'm sorry, Ron. There is no dialogue. Don't you understand what
you're
saying?
There won't be.
When you do not let four directors speak, there's no dialogue. How can
there
be a
dialogue? If you don't want dialogue, you won't be none. That's for sure.
No, there is.
If you do not let four directors speak, there is not a dialogue.
It's a false premise. You can't state that there's something happening where there's not. Disenfranchise an entire station, then you have a problem. You can't say there's no dialogue because there's no attempt.
Anytime you disenfranchise a station or the listenership, you have a problem. That's for certain.
Okay. Well, why are there no directors from BAI on this call?
Those are matters BAI is going to have to sort out.
No. Pacifica is going to have to sort it out.
Yeah, you're right.
You're absolutely right, but it starts
with BAI.
Chairman.
This is Bill. Can
you
hear me?
No, the problem, BAI has done the proper thing. We conducted, if you look on YouTube, you'll find the meeting. It was conducted perfectly correctly. The notice was out there. It was boycotted by the AEC.
And of course, there was a disagreement with that. So,
of course. But I'm telling you that if you
vote for it,
and make it
somewhere there's a middle ground. Somewhere there's a middle ground there.
Well, it doesn't start with disenfranchising the people you're talking about. But to keep either any set of directors, it's one thing to say these directors are illegal and those are legal. It's another to say nobody from BAI can be on this call and take part in a board. Somebody hasn't read the bylaws. The PNB does not determine who the directors are. That's determined by the delegate assemblies. And that faction does not like.
I'm not representing any faction. Okay.
But I've never seen anything like this happen. Were you trying to just keep off, I'm not talking to anybody in particular, but where the PNB majority has tried to just do anything they can to maintain control, forgetting about the bylaws, coming up all kinds of excuses to seat whoever they want and not seat the appropriate people, and keeping in a whole delegation for a whole station off. When it was pretty clear that the delegates were elected
I'm new, so I'm going to look into this. I don't know all the facts. Okay.
Yeah.
I do know that I knew that some of the people involved, are credible people, on both sides. So
now here's a coincidence, if I may, Mr. Spinsack. Here's a coincidence. The same people who want to keep the WBAI directors from speaking are the people who the evidence suggests are the most eager to sell WBAI to the highest big bidder, so they can rescue their own turf.
You know how long that rule been sliding, man.
You have not been watching the wolves around the sheep with their woolly clothing on.
I understand. All right, but listen. Obviously, this call has gone beyond a PNB call, so It's interesting talking to you guys, you know. Like I say, you know, I think that I didn't get a chance to introduce myself during my Pacific Alliance time. All I'm thinking is that, you know, we've got to find a way to make this work, you know, seriously. Because they are
I have a question. Why are there only two or three of us talking?
I think
are the others at a secret meeting that we don't know about, or are they waiting until we hang up and for them to resume and do whatever the hell they think they can do?
You know,
they voted against adjourning.
Well, we did. We did vote against adjourning, but that was in principle. Oh. We understand. I mean, think about it.
How do we know they're not just listening to the stream?
That vote was saying we're not giving up. That's what that vote was. Okay?
What was it? Can you repeat?
So, y'all, it's okay.
We don't know.
You know, I'm sure. Listen,
we don't know.
Going at it, but just you know, remember now, we, you know, see, there's some good people. That we may disagree about different things, but we've got to come together for the sake of the network, for every station. Every station. We're all going through it.
Ron, since this does not seem to be a regular meeting, let me ask you, how can people come together until they're legitimately seated on a board through an election that they legitimately won? I mean, if people are going to deny the facts of our local election, then every station is in trouble because any station can be gunned down at any moment.
Absolutely. You're right. You're absolutely right. And see, the only reason that I can see that there's this debate is because there's some people who feel they have legitimate claim to saying that those meetings weren't held properly. Okay?
That's not for them to judge.
Ron, think about this.
Ron, think about this.
If some directors can judge
whether other directors can be directors, then you have a self-selecting board, and this was what people marched in the street and had big lawsuits for, you know, 16 years ago. It's a shame that we've drifted back to the same thing, that we have a board which aggregates to itself the power to select who will sit with them and who will not.
Well, let me just say this.
Which directors do you seat?
I don't know because, and that's why, you know, I'm for, you know, I was for to hear, you know, the facts of, you know, but everybody has their own facts. Okay? So all I'm saying is this. It's got to be resolved. And you guys are in the driver's seat on that. What I mean by that is you've got a reason to substantiate your claim, and they feel they do too. So work it out. You know.
But you see, Ron, if I may.
If
people were of goodwill, in for instance, the chair, then there would have been a committee, a resort to a mediation organization, a request to get lawyers who were not on the board and partisanized already, if I may coin a word, and resolve this. But no, the unilateral action was deny them a seat. Keep them off the board because we don't like any of them. And that is work. Now, when you have a chair who's supposed to be neutral acting in such a partisan way, you have a problem.
We're going to end on this. He was acting as a chair. If, you know, you're not going to agree with everything he decides, and vice versa, okay? Once again, that's one of the things that can be discussed and worked out. I'm sure he's willing to do that, okay?
We're sure that he's not.
No, don't be sure of that now. Don't.
Okay, well, we won't.
Okay, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Keep the book open. We've got to keep the book open.
So are you going to call all these folks?
I'm going to talk. I'm sure I am. Some of them are probably listening now.
Y'all going to talk to each other after this is over?
Well, no, I don't know about that. No, I'm not. Oh, no. I'm going to bed.
No, I don't mean like tonight, but between now and whatever comes next, you should meet with them. They should talk to each other.
Delegates would definitely want to talk, sure. I mean, that's what we're supposed to do.
Well, you got to talk to the WBAI delegates, too, or else it doesn't matter, because they're the ones
who are
included unfairly.
We got somebody back there. Who is that?
This is Bill. I move we adjourn. You know, it was 30 minutes ago. We haven't accomplished anything since then.
Yeah, we're agreeing. We're done.
This is Jose Luis. This is Jose Luis from KPFA, and you know the agenda we adopted ends this meeting at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So the meeting adjourned automatically, about 40 minutes ago or 50 minutes ago.
We need to dance.
And your point is?
You're right. Let's see. What was the time on it? Let's see.
10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time was the agenda we adopted for adjournment, and no one moved to extend, so automatically.
You're absolutely right. So are we adjourned, I guess, right?
Yeah.
We have
guys. I'm new to the board and everything. I've been around Pacifica long enough. And,
yeah, but you ain't seen nothing yet.
Motion to extend time, and I don't hear anything.
Oh, no, this is just a
season. We're just talking.
A sense of humor is what we need.
Back. Nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you, and we will be talking.
Good
okay?
night.
I hope to talk to you too, Ron. This is Bill Crozier. So thank
good
you.
Anytime, man.
Good
anytime.
Night, y'all.
Okay, good night, everyone.
Good night, Jose.
Thank you,
Luis.
Good night, everyone.
Uh-huh. Good night, everyone. Hang in there.
Well, I guess I have the floor now, don't I?
Have at it.
Again, just for the record, the legally elected directors for BAI are listener representatives Bob Young, Alex Steinberg, and Frank DeFever. And the staff director is Sean Rhodes. Director of the AI are